Our guest of the cafe this morning, Deepti Chady. Deepti is with the student center at A&M Commerce. Daryl Peace is the alumni director with A&M Commerce. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And, of course, we're talking to them about homecoming.
It is homecoming week,
and the weather has finally cooperated. Now it's going to feel maybe a little bit like homecoming this week. Yeah, won't that be good? That'll be great. But the theme is our century as Lions, Daryl, and so that's in recognition of what?
It's in recognition of the university celebrating our 100th year as a state institution.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had that theme earlier, and so we thought we'd just carried throughout the year and ended at homecoming.
Right on through 2017, but there was an event in the spring, I think a more formal event in the spring, recognizing that. Good. So most of the events be taking place Saturday, but Deepti, there's an event today, the Hot Dog Spirit Rally at 11:30 a.m.
Absolutely. We hope to see everyone at the Hot Dog Spirit Rally, and it's exciting. In some of the research that we've done with the Student Homecoming Committee, we've learned that the Hot Dog Spirit Rally is probably one of our most traditioned events here on our campus. And so when you talk about homecoming, you're always looking at tradition. And so we're really excited. It is a spirit rally within the day. So we'll have hot dogs as well as baked potatoes, and our Commerce chapter of the Alumni Association comes out every year to hand out hot dogs, and they really enjoy it. It's an opportunity for our students and faculty and staff to connect with our local alumni.
And that's at the amphitheater. Now, for alumni who've been maybe away for a little while, that is in the circle that used to be to the east of the old student center. Now, students have no concept of this,
right?
But the beautiful amphitheater has been built there now. Really nice, nice facility there. Yeah. So that's taking place at 11:30 a.m. today. Deepti, what homecoming presumably is primarily for alumni, mm-hmm. but students are very involved. And what do students take from homecoming?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. I think the entire week to kind of reflect on what it means to be a Lion and thinking about your campus pride and school spirit. And so we spend a lot of time focusing on that throughout the course of the week. And then obviously the end of the week culminates with connecting with alumni to hear about what campus was like in the past. So, for example, the East Circle that you just mentioned, that's not here, but what it was like, what was campus life like when they went to school. And so there's the opportunity to really connect and come together as a Lion family.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Deepti Chady and Daryl Peace. And Deepti is Associate Director of Student Activities at the Student Center. And Daryl is the Alumni Director. Golf tournament Friday. At Webb Hill.
Webb Hill.
And then all kinds of all day long activities Saturday, starting with various breakfasts, distinguished alumni breakfast. What's the 50-year club breakfast?
50-year club. 50-year club is a group that we recognize every year. They graduated 50 years ago. And so it's a standalone event. Typically it is, but this year we decided, let's just connect it with homecoming. What we've heard from some of these guys, if they're 22 when they graduate, they are now 72. And so what we hear from them is that we don't want a night event. We'd rather come during the day, get things done, and get back home.
You know, that 50 year, that sounds like a long time ago, but it's sounding less and less like a long time ago.
Without a doubt. I can tell you that personally.
Yeah, we're now talking about 1967 was 50 years ago. Well, that's insane. That's crazy. The Mayo Memorial, 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and people who haven't been back will see that has been greatly, the burial site there, the gravesite of Professor Mayo, much improved.
Right, without a doubt. And it's one of our traditional events that we've done. A lot of people don't understand that Professor Mayo is buried on this campus. Yeah. And so we have a memorial service there every year. And this year we think it's going to be pretty grand. Last year we did a ribbon cutting for that whole renovation. But this year we've got some new namings there, and it's still an extraordinary event.
Tailgating has become quite a thing here for football games, not just for the homecoming game, but for every football game.
Absolutely. I think that it's something that everyone's looking forward to. I mean, the Saturday game day experience, I think, has come to our campus and has hit the bug with it. So it's been awesome to see the excitement, you know, just the camaraderie that has happened at tailgate, and then kind of leading up to the big game and going into the game and enjoying that.
And tailgating starts at what time?
For us, for the old guys, it starts about 1 o'clock, but for the students, it starts 5 hours before the game.
So officially at 11.
Okay, and then the football game, 4 o'clock against Western New Mexico, and of course, A&M Commerce football team doing great, even though they lost this past week to Midwestern, still ranked 11th in the country.
So right.
4 o'clock is the kickoff. Given the attendance at some of the earlier games.
Wow, it's going to be outstanding.
Expect it to be a big, big deal.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, okay, good. Deep T and Daryl, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
All right, thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Deep T Shady and Daryl Peace, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.